This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
Tom, we are recording this the night before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So I am thankful this week.
Oh, should we, are we supposed to be out drinking in our hometown bars?
Yeah, all right. So that was a thing, right? When people leave for college.
Certainly it was in college.
When people, leave their hometown, they come back.
Yeah.
Because everybody comes back for Thanksgiving to be with their families.
Right.
And then everyone would go out and drink at the bars. And I did that a couple times. You did that a couple times?
Yeah, during college, I remember doing it.
And then I remember being too cool for it.
Yeah.
And that stinks. I want to do that again. Wouldn't it be cool to go out with like a bunch of people you haven't seen in a while and go get hammered on a Wednesday night?
It would be fun, but I remember a few things.
And also to be young.
To be young would be nice. I remember a few things that turned me off to it. The biggest one being that the bars were just insanely crowded.
Yeah, but like once in a while, that's fun.
I don't think I ever like a super crowded bar. I don't like lines. I don't like crowds.
I like lines.
And the second thing is, I remember also, I think maybe like, you know, the last time that happened, like going out and basically just like running into like every person I didn't want to run into.
Yeah.
And none of the people that I did want to see were like
they
actually
were all behind
out.
The velvet rope.
Yeah, probably. Giving me the finger.
Yeah. Yeah, the people you wanted to see didn't want to see you.
Yeah, we were all in the loser lounge.
Yeah, we got relegated bar. To the loser lounge.
I wanted to be in the VIP lounge. So that's like kind of, and I also remember like the last time, just like, so it was, I remember thinking this, like I've lived in, we've talked about this, like lived in New York City for such a long time, like never, I can't remember seeing anybody like doing coke in a bathroom. But I remember being home for Thanksgiving and just so many people doing coke in the bathroom.
In the suburbs,
but also me thinking like, yeah, it's Thanksgiving tomorrow. Like, don't you want to like, yeah, I don't know. Why are you going so hard?
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's the other. Well, now if I, I've never seen cocaine in my life, but if I drank as much as I drank on those nights, I wouldn't be able to get out of bed until Sunday, right? I don't know why people go hard ever.
Yeah. Eh. I mean, I did that somewhat recently at a wedding. But that wasn't, you know what? I didn't mean to go hard. It was just like easy to go hard.
Tom, you went hard at a wedding.
Yeah.
And then I...
Not hard enough to puke.
Okay. I texted you about something podcast related.
Uh-huh.
I think at 10:45 p.m.
Uh-huh.
And then you answered me, seemed lucid by text.
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah, I was already back at the hotel.
You were supposed to do something and then you didn't. Yeah, my point being, you were back at the hotel at 10:45 by no metric, by no sane person's metric. Would that be going hard?
Yeah, but I mean, started early-ish, I guess. It's just something I can't do it anymore.
Tom, we used to...
I felt like
in
shit
the matchless
for 2 days.
Days. Yeah, like in our early 20s when we would go to the neighborhood bar, Tom.
Uh-huh.
Be like, get there at 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, we'd like I'd stay, we'd stay after it closed and like hang out.
Yeah,
and
be
like,
there till like 5 in the morning.
Yeah. That's going pretty hard.
Yeah. Oh, that, yeah. That's
and
going
it's pretty
super
impressive
hard.
For us. People who have never done cocaine.
Right. Yeah. We were doing cocaine.
Everybody
we were...
else who was there with us was like, you guys sure? You sure you want to do this without
nah,
doing
the
cocaine?
Nah, the beers
too?
Energize us. They keep us going. Yeah. There's more beers, please. Tim, well, as you mentioned, it is Thanksgiving week, and every year here at Complete Guide to Everything headquarters, we go, why are we doing an episode on Thanksgiving week? Why don't we just put out an old episode, best of or something?
Best of Larry. Yeah. No, yeah. Not happening. We don't do that.
We don't do it. A lot of other podcasts do it. They go, ooh, we're taking the week off. Go to hell. Go.
Screw yourselves.
Yeah, honestly, go screw yourselves. Don't get out of the podcast game. You're an embarrassment. You're a shame. Nobody likes you.
Real friggin' sicko.
Yeah, you're a sicko. So we still do episodes regardless of the holiday. However, we decided to go easy on our... the opposite of going hard. We decided to go easy on ourselves and do a fun one. The other ones are pure drudgery, pure work.
Yeah, we hate it. We hate everything about this.
So we asked our Patreon, patreon.com/completeguide. If you're sitting there going, I didn't know they had a Patreon. Patreon.com/completeguide. See, Tim, that's how you get him to sign up. You bully him into it. Hey, I don't want to sound like, that. I guess I better sign up for Patreon. But we asked our patrons on there. Give us some topics to talk about, a quick fire type thing.
Tom, we used to do this.
The gauntlet.
It's called the gauntlet. Mm-hmm. We did it in the early days of the show. Tom, I would like to propose.
Yeah.
The gauntlet 2.0.
Boop 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 boop. Oh, I don't know why I made the Jeopardy sound. I meant to make a modem sound. like it was upgraded.
I more, think if more anything, technological. The daily doubles sound might be good. Tom,
the answer?
Let's plus up the gauntlet a little bit.
Okay.
Rather than just go through a list.
So you're saying we should start a subscription service called Gauntlet Plus?
I mean, that's kind of what Patreon is.
Yeah.
And if you don't know that, you're a moron.
I didn't know it was like Gauntlet Plus.
Tom, why don't we make this a bit of an audition process?
Oh, okay.
We're always scrounging. We've been doing this show for 45 years.
Mm-hmm.
We're always looking for new topic ideas.
Yeah.
And people are, let's make this. We'll give it a thumbs up, thumbs down. I'll keep a running list.
Mm-hmm.
If something has legs,
yeah.
here's what we do. It's a quick fire. We go through these suggestions, these topic suggestions. We feel it out a little bit.
Yeah.
If it has legs, we add it to the future.
Yeah, to that document we have with all the future.
I got it open right now,
wow,
Tom.
Wow, all right.
To a future topic list. We'll do a whole episode on it.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't have legs, it goes to hell. And the person who suggested it goes to hell, too.
Wow.
Not now, when, you know.
When they naturally succumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, your time's not going to be up early, but you are going to go to hell. You know, and you have been saying a lot lately, you want to do like, I think you said you wanted to do like a casting couch situation. You wanted to figure out how to get that going.
I don't understand the reference, Tom.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, we're doing, these topics.
Tom, can I just, real quick.
Uh-huh.
I took a lift here, L-Y-F-T.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Not a... British elevator.
No. There's a guy driving.
Uh-huh.
And and then I'm going to take a lift home.
Right. And he said, faster, servant.
No. They, I'm going to go into the app and it's going to be like, hey, rate your last guy.
Yeah.
And do you want to tip him?
Yeah.
How would you rate and tip if your driver had a separate phone set up that he was watching a video on the whole time and almost rear-ended 15 cars on the way here.
You know what, Tim? I think I'd give a pretty bad rating. And I don't think I would give no tip, but I would give, a bad tip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would wonder what a bad tip for someone for you would be, because I've seen you give what you thought was a good tip.
True. Did you say anything to him?
No, I didn't say anything. Yeah,
well,
to him.
I think that also that
what
like,
he was watching was scary.
The video he was watching was scary. What was it?
I don't know.
Faces
I didn't
of
understand.
Death.
Oh no! This was no. It was people yelling at each other in another language that I didn't know what it was.
All right. Was it like a podcast, like a show, or was it like on the street?
No, it was like a produced show.
Okay.
He also had it situated in a way that like he purposely didn't want me to see what he was watching.
Right. It's just for him, just for the guy driving.
Yeah. But he like I was watching him in the rearview mirror. His eyes were pretty like
yeah.
Like it was like 80-20.
Well, and it also sounds like
video to road looking at. Yeah.
It also sounds like the type of content that like the visuals weren't that important. You could probably just listen to it. And
I mean, I wish I could tell you, but he wouldn't let me see the screen.
Yeah. I mean, I think you lose a little bit of the ability to give a bad review and tip because you didn't say something. Because I feel like if you say something, the guy's like, fuck you. Then you've got
carte
blanche.
What if I say something and he stabs me? How dare you?
Well, I mean, that's what if you give him a bad review, he comes back and stabs you.
He won't know.
Yeah, he'll know. Don't they know?
No. Do you know what they rate you? Oh, I would love to see what your
rating is.
Yeah.
Probably through the roof.
This guy stunk up my car. My car smells like his stank butt. That's what they say.
All right. Well, then in that case, I don't know. One star, no tip. And then write, don't watch fucking TV while you're driving.
That's the other thing. You can't give like any less than I think five. I think if you give less than 5 stars,
then
like,
they ask why.
It makes you like choose what was wrong, like why it wasn't the. It's like none of your business, Lyft.
I don't want you to improve your service.
And what if it was like if I was like watching TV,
mm-hmm.
and then. They tell him, like, oh, you're fired because you were watching TV. And this was the first time he ever watched TV. So he knows it was me who ratted on him.
I guess he did pick you up at his house.
He picked me up at my house, actually. I didn't have to go to his house.
That's
a nice feature of the Lyft service. What? They come to you to pick you up. I didn't have to like take a subway to this man's house.
What the hell app am I using, then? Tim, I think that might explain my bad rating. Patreon.com/completeguy. We're going to go through the list. Should we just go top to bottom?
Yeah, some of them are pretty bad. Some of these people, unfortunately, will be going to hell eventually.
All right. The first actual comment here, because a few people commented on my comment. Calling us lazy. Is from Maria. Have you ever heard of Trixie Mattel and Katya? They have a show called Un... That's basically them chatting nonsense about a random topic. They are the drag queen versions of you guys. Check them out. I did check them out. Laura knew about them.
Okay.
And when I told her that this is what this person said, she went, no, they're not. But she was aware of their podcast. This person, Maria, is talking about a YouTube show, which sounded similar to our show.
I doubt we look very much like these.
No, and we don't.
Queens.
We don't.
They probably our look show all doesn't glamorous. Neither one of us is particularly glamorous, Tom.
Well, I was also thinking like our show doesn't look like anything because it's only audio. But it looked like it sounded like our show a little bit. It just sounded like they go off on tangents. But yeah, I'll look more into it.
Wait, this was a topic suggestion?
This is just a question. I said people could ask questions too.
Oh.
You're the one who said the Gauntlet 2.0. Maybe you should read the description.
Let me see. You wrote... I can't see what you wrote. It's Thanksgiving week here.
Mm-hmm.
In the good old US of A. which has made it difficult to do our usual 80 plus hours of research on the topic. That's a funny joke.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of a regular episode, we're going to do an old fashioned gauntlet episode as a way to give thanks to you, our beloved patrons. People, non-patrons, are getting a real taste of the wit and wisdom that they can find out.
Yeah, Tim, this is normally behind a paywall.
Imagine an episode where we tackle a whirlwind of topics, rapid fire style. So far, we're not delivering on that.
No.
From the quirky to the profound, nothing is off limits. Did you use...
I used ChatGPT for that one line.
Just the one line?
Just the one line, yeah.
Nothing is off, except for anything we decide is off limits. What burning questions do you have? What topics have you always wanted us to explore? Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's fair.
Okay.
Okay, but still, Maria, thank you for your input. Mm-hmm. You are saved from hell.
Yeah.
Last
Tim
minute,
was ready to condemn you to hell, but
yeah,
then he
and
realized.
Then I read what Tom had in AI write.
That people could ask questions.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Next one's from Zach. He said the letter K or T. Sorry, Zach, you're going to hell.
Yeah, those are not. I will say, I do have a little bit to say on the letter K.
Okay.
The hard K sound. Classic comedy. No.
Like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, you know, words with a, like...
Like joke. Ha!
Yeah, where it's like, what's a funny place name? Keokuk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, all right. There you go, Zach.
The letter T, Tom,
mm-hmm.
I think, for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a letter we know a little bit about.
Yeah.
Joseph asks, what's the best martial art? And I propose to you that we just made the episode an hour-long discussion of what is the best martial art. Tim, what do you think is the best martial art?
The only one that I know is karate.
You know more. Kung fu?
What's...
Yeah, you don't know the difference between them.
No, I don't.
Can
you explain to me the difference between kung fu and karate?
Kung fu is from Hong Kong, I believe, and karate's from Japan.
Okay.
For starters.
Right, but what's the difference?
Yeah, it's just a different way of punching and kicking and stuff.
Number one on the list, Tom.
I would say
what is the best martial art? This is going on episode list.
But I would say for now, I would probably have to go with Jeet Kune Do.
What is that?
That's Bruce Lee's martial art.
What's it called?
Jeet Kune Do.
Okay. And that's where you be like water?
Part of it, yeah, be like water. But also like, punch super hard.
Yeah. And that's different from karate.
Mm-hmm.
In that karate, you don't punch very hard.
No, karate you punch, but like karate is a lot more about like form. It's more of like it's not a dance, but like karate has katas, I believe they're called, where it's like you're doing like memorized, rehearsed kind of like choreographed things.
This is not a topic, Tom.
I took karate. I know about karate, Tim.
Mouth off. Who did you study under?
Sensei Don Falco. For God's sake, Tim.
At the strip mall next to Friendly's.
At the strip mall in North Babylon. All right, Matthew said, I think...
So, Joseph?
Yeah.
You made the list. Yeah. I don't know. We can't make that decision.
Purgatory, then. We're just deciding if you're in purgatory or hell.
Well, purgatory, hell or let everybody else figure it out.
Yeah.
We made a deal with the devil, not with God. The devil is like, you can refer anyone my way. I'll take your word or I'll take their...
But hey, if you're listening, God, we'd love to make a deal with you, too.
God, we'd love to give you extra equal time.
Yeah. And then we'll get it both ways. It's great.
God and the getting it both ways from God and the devil.
Matthew said, I think the real world has long deserved a deep dive.
MTV's
The Real World.
The Real
Absolutely.
World.
We talk about it all the time, but we've never actually done an episode about it, right?
Yeah. I think we should do an episode on every season.
That would require us watching every season.
Yeah.
Or just like from memory.
The Real World is a groundbreaking show when it began. Mm-hmm. And then it turned into smut, Tom.
Yeah. Well, that's
as the culture went down the tubes. I'll tell you this much, Tom. Mm. You got the Paramount Plus in your home?
No.
You want to. I don't want to get you started on the billing problems that you've had with Paramount Plus.
They canceled my account on me.
Yeah.
They said I was watching too much Frasier. And I was making the computers go crazy.
Tom, that Frasier reboot. Jesus Christ. They got The Real World on there. They got all the old MTV stuff. I mean, they have selected seasons. Mm-hmm. But the old seasons that I want to watch, San Francisco, L.A., New York, Seattle, for Christ's sakes, Miami. Yeah. You know, the ones.
Yeah, yeah.
They all used music from the time, which they were allowed to broadcast. Yeah. But now they've replaced it with all generic music.
Yeah.
It's distracting and it sucks.
Yeah.
They should just take out they should be like, no music.
Yeah. I'm surprised they had the multi-track mixes still where they could take out the music.
Yeah.
I would imagine that
it's just on VHS tapes.
Yeah, we have some beta tapes of the episodes, but we don't have separate that out.
You know what? Maybe Peter Jackson called them up and was "Oi. I know what you can do."
Yeah. And if you need a referral, talk to this guy. Ooh, hello. It's me.
Paul McCartney.
It's Paul McCartney. Mm. I heard you want to put some Real World on the streamy bits. I think that's great.
What's your favorite Real World season, Tom?
Oh, San Francisco, of course.
But do you remember Miami?
I remember Miami being pretty good, too. I feel like D.C. was also a good one.
I don't think
maybe a little later.
I was pissed when they went to London. I didn't gel with those folks across the pond.
Yeah. I feel like that was a weird, it seemed like... they just kind of farmed it out almost. It didn't feel like the real world.
Yeah. It was maybe a bit of an unreal world.
All right.
That makes a list. That's number two on the list. The real world.
Yeah. See you in purgatory, Matthew. Jeff says, favorite home cooked meal from a loved one that isn't quite the same when you have it at a restaurant or make it yourselves.
Jeff, you're going to hell. What?
For me,
I've never had a home cooked meal.
I really like my mom makes these stuffed mushroom stuffed with cream cheese with some spices on them.
Yeah, I've gotten that from a restaurant. It's actually better than the way your mom makes it. sorry,
I like
Mrs.
the way
Reynolds.
My mom makes those. I always liked her meatloaf, not to reinforce a trope. But actually, that's probably one because I was like my mom's meatloaf. And then anytime I've been at a restaurant, I'm like, I haven't had meatloaf in a while. Let me try. I'm like, nah, I don't like meatloaf. I just like my mom's meatloaf.
Yeah. When was the last time you ordered meatloaf in a restaurant? Right on.
I almost did recently when I went to a Cheesecake Factory.
Hmm.
But I didn't. I went with a grilled turkey. Grilled chicken breast avocado club. That was delicious.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's Tom's answer. Mm-hmm.
And Tim's Jeff, never had a home cooked meal.
That's all you're going to get from us. So see you in hell, buddy boy.
Nick asks, have either of you noticed any trends, fashion or otherwise, come back around? I feel like we're only a few months away from JNCO jeans becoming trendy again. I've lived through that once. I'm not sure I can do it again. And then your Dizzy Angel replied, I have a pair of JNCO adjacent jeans, huge, ridiculous wide legs that I bought a few years ago. And often when I wear them, I get compliments. So I think the world is ready for a JNCO revival.
The question is, have we noticed trends?
Have we noticed trends come back around? Yeah, but I don't think in a way that is groundbreaking, you know?
Yeah.
Aside from what everybody else is seeing. I haven't seen any where I'm like, nobody's talking about this, but friendship bracelets are, I guess they kind of are back in a big way, but.
Yeah, I think from what I understand, the pants are getting bigger by the day.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's a way Gen Z makes fun of millennials. that they're like, look at your skinny pants, you idiot.
Yeah.
So now we're getting it from both sides about wearing the skinny pants.
Yeah. I think we're going to settle into, as millennials, we're older millennials, so we're like, we're the trailblazers, right?
Yeah. That's the way it works.
Like, I think our generation is going to settle into some relaxed fit. We're going to be like, look, neither of these, look, by the time every millennial hits 45, it's like, I just want a jean that fits me nicely.
Yeah. And is flattering.
Yeah. And when you're in your mid 40s, it's not going to be skinny jeans. Yeah. I'll tell you that much.
No, and it's not going to be JNCO jeans either.
Yeah. Because those are ridiculous.
You look at people 100 years ago wearing, you know, just like regular fit jeans. They still look good. I think that's what we're going to
say. It's a classic look. 501s.
Tim, not you, suggested.
Hold on. That's not going to make it.
Okay. Tim, I mean, some of these people, again, Tim, aren't trying to make it.
Yeah, you know what? That one, the topic's not going to make it. Nick and your dizzy angel, you're not going to hell. Or we're not sending you to hell. I don't know.
Yeah.
You could kill someone. I don't know.
Yeah, it's between you and God and the devil. Tim, not you, suggested marzipan as a topic.
I don't know what it is.
It's like a
food.
Yeah, it's like a part of a dessert type thing. Tim's putting it on the list. All right. And Tim, your other Tim, you're going.
No, hold on. It's a sweet made from sugar, honey, and almond meal.
Oh, you were searching. I thought you were putting marzipan on the list.
Is marzipan in rainbow cookies?
Oh, yeah, I think maybe. Is that,
I think so.
Because you love rainbow cookies, don't you?
Yeah, I do. They're my favorite cookie.
Wow. More than chocolate chip?
No.
Of course not.
Come on. You're being ridiculous now, Tom. Okay, we'll put marzipan on the list.
Okay, Tim, enjoy.
Because I think we both agree. The jury's out. I think... Yeah. We're both a little intrigued by it.
We certainly are.
You know what? I'm putting it on the alternate list.
Okay. We're following a long line of men intrigued by marzipan.
So like if we start, you know, going down the road on one of these episodes and it falls apart, we'll pull up marzipan.
Okay. Isaac said... Did either of you watch Futurama? One of the main characters was voiced by the wife from Al Bundy.
Solid reference.
From Al Bundy. Yeah, Katie Sagal, of course.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge Futurama fan, but I like it.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I like post-classic Futurama.
Okay.
More than I like post-classic Simpsons.
Yeah, I think Futurama...
I think the quality has sustained.
Yeah, I think just by its nature of being like a sci-fi thing, that's more infinitely refillable of a story than just like a sitcom around an American family.
Right. And the Simpsons are American?
Yeah. They're from Springfield, of course.
Yeah.
Which is in America.
So it's German.
You're thinking of Hans? Is that the German boy in
Uder?
Uder, yeah. Don't chase me, I'm full of chocolates.
That was good. yeah. Okay, that wasn't Futurama's not gonna be an episode topic.
Yeah.
But I think it was a good question.
Yes.
So Isaac, thank you for the question. Tom, who's your favorite Futurama character?
Probably gotta go with Bender.
Yeah, Bender's good.
Yeah. Isaac asked, oh no, I already got that.
Tom,
Nick asked.
We already did Isaac.
Nick suggested sushi, which I'm kind of surprised we haven't done, but yeah. I don't think we have. I don't remember it. Nick, I think it's going to go on the list.
It's on the list. See in purgatory or maybe even heaven. Not our choice. Tom?
Yeah.
How do you, like, gut check,
yeah,
real quick, how do you feel about sushi?
I like sushi.
Raw fish?
Yeah. I'm not an adventurous sushi person. like I really only get like salmon, tuna, crab, shrimp.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't fuck around with eels or any trout or whatever.
Yeah. It always turned me off. And I'm a vegetarian now. I don't eat fish. Mm-hmm. So like, yeah. It's very difficult. But like when people are like, oh, you get rolls. That's not actually sushi. It's like, there's too many, like, there's too many people who are,
me.
I do know worse people. You know what? I wind up talking to those people at the bar on the night before Thanksgiving, yeah. All the people from high school I didn't want to see.
You're always telling me things like, yeah, but then people are away. I'm like, what? Who are you hanging out with?
Yeah,
stop.
Tom, I get a diversity of viewpoints and I hate most of them.
I do like, Tim, speaking of being vegetarian and having sushi, though, I'm a big fan of peanut avocado rolls. I like them.
Peanut avocado rolls.
Yeah, you've never had one?
No.
It's good, yeah. Like
you made it sound like I was such a philistine. Oh, you've never had
one?
Oh,
you never had? Well, I just feel like it's like the go-to vegetarian roll.
It's got peanuts in it?
Yeah, like a couple of peanuts, a piece of avocado, and then, you know, seaweed and rice. It's very good. Like salty peanuts, it's nice.
Yeah. Well, I would expect nothing other than did anybody ever try to sugar peanuts, and what happened?
Yeah, that's what honey roasted peanuts are.
Put it on the list. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tom?
Yes.
What's your social battery like right now?
Beep.
Oh.
Boo.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Uh-huh.
Tom, I'll tell you from my perspective, since you're avoiding the question.
Uh-huh.
My social battery feels a little drained right now.
That was what that second sound was.
The getting
but
drained.
I had to do the going up. To show you the going down.
You gotta go up to get down.
That's what my first single's about.
It's weird. I feel kind of drained socially, even though you can attest I don't do much socially.
Yeah, yeah. And you enjoy social things, but
I do.
But
and
it drains you.
Yeah, I don't know. It can be very easy to ignore our social battery, which is kind of what I'm doing right now, and spread ourselves thin or just not know, kind of like, you know, where the optimal socialization is for
you.
Yeah,
you want to be a shut-in, but you can't be a party animal.
Yeah, what's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Mm-hmm. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more time alone. I don't know, maybe you need a little bit of both. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Tom, we are, as everybody knows, very pro-therapy on this podcast.
Yes.
Anybody can benefit from therapy. It's not just for people, you know, dealing with trauma.
Yeah, or going through tough times.
Yeah, it's helpful for learning positive coping skills and setting boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, Tom. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, like you, Tom. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/complete guide today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, .com/complete guide.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
All right, Tim, back to the list. Matt suggested the Sphere.
Ooh.
In Las Vegas.
How do you feel about the Sphere in Las Vegas, Tom?
It looks cool. I'd like to go to it. I think we'd have to go to it to be able to do an episode about it.
Yeah, Tom, what do you say?
You we and go, I go to Las Vegas and we go to a bunch of magic shows and we go to the Sphere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plan we'll make it, a day of it.
Plan it and I'll do it, Tim.
Will you pay for it?
No.
Well, yeah, someone's that's the other thing.
It needs to be
it.
Free.
We got into Six Flags that one time for free.
Yeah. Well, I don't think we can call up Las Vegas and say, hi, we're going to do a podcast about magic shows. Maybe we can. All right. Look into it.
The Sphere is interesting to me, Tom, because I like an immersive experience.
Yeah.
U2 is doing a residency there, right?
I am? No.
No, no, no.
I'm not.
I'm not saying you all as well. You, Tom Reynolds, are doing a residency there?
No,
I got it backwards. Sorry. The band U2 is doing a residency there. Do you need for a band, like, it's this huge thing and, like, there's all this projection stuff. Does it matter if a band is playing live there?
Well, no, here's the thing. During the week, they're showing a Darren Aronofsky film he made for the Sphere.
Ah.
Like, if U2's not playing right now and you go there, that's what you can pay, you know, $50 or whatever and go inside and see.
I would like to do that.
Yeah, I mean, that sounded cool, too.
I'd want to go, whoa.
Yeah, and, you know, it was shot for the Sphere. I think it's like a nature-type thing. Sounded cool. Neat.
Hey, I like nature.
Yeah, but basically, this place acts like an IMAX theater when it's not putting on shows.
Okay. Well, I'd like to go. The only thing is, Tom, owned by the dastardly Dolans.
Yeah, and you're on the list.
Boy, do I hate that. They're going to see the facial recognition.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, after I said that, he's probably got me on the list.
Tim, he's a good mate of Bono's.
Yeah, I'm going to put that on the alternates. Okay. Well, he's a blues man, just like Bono.
Exactly. That's what they bond over. Oscar suggested Paul and Linda McCartney's Ram.
Hell which, yeah. Now
which
we're
I
talking.
Know is an album you love.
Oscar, you're going to heaven. Heaven.
Yeah. Ian.
Wait, hold on. Tom.
What?
You want
put
this
it
whole
on the
episode
list, then.
To just be
I'm trying to get
reading?
To everybody.
You don't have to just read a list. Nobody wants to hear
Tim,
just read
I'm
a list.
I'm trying to make everybody happy, which is the problem I have. I'm a people pleaser.
It's not going
to
work.
All right.
Tom, what do you know about Paul and Linda McCartney's Ram?
It was like right after computers came out, and he's like, random access memory. Oh, I'd like to write a bit of an album about that.
That's not what it's about.
I don't know what happened to my Paul McCartney.
No, that was really weird. I didn't like it. I didn't understand what you were doing.
It sounded like he was like in a dream.
Yeah. The ghost of Paul McCartney visited us. Tom, you're not like a Beatles guy.
Nah, right? Not a. I'm like familiar with
you
most
don't
of
have
their
like
work,
a, like an opinion on who had like the best post Beatles career or what the best post Beatles album
nah,
is.
Nah,
right?
Not really. I mean, I like George Harrison's what was the big double album he did?
All Things Must Pass.
Yeah, All Things Must. Like, I like that a lot. But that also has like some snoozers on it.
Yeah, well, you're going to get snoozers when there's that spiritual guy doing music.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm not, I don't have a huge opinion about the Beatles and their post-Beatles career, except, of course, that Ringo had the best post-Beatles career.
they remixed they did a remixed version of All Things Must Pass.
Mm-hmm.
And George Harrison was always like, they got too much echo on everything, right? Yeah. Like, I never had a George. Echo on everything.
It had too much echo on everything.
And he meant reverb.
Yeah.
So they did this version, like, I think a couple of years ago, where they just took it. Phil Spector produced it, and he was just like, wall of sound. And they took it out of a lot of the reverb.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds pretty good, Tom.
They took it off?
Yeah.
Okay, so they knew what he was talking about when he said echo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, like...
No, it took him 40 years, but they figured out what he was talking about. Was like,
I thought you were going to say, like, he said echo, but he meant reverb, and they took all the echo off of it, and it really didn't change things that much.
Yeah. So I'd say that is tied with Ram for best post-Beatles album.
And maybe I'll give Ram a listen.
Yeah. AJ, one time, friend of the show, covered it in entirety.
Yeah.
At a solo show.
I remember that.
Yeah. Okay, that's not going on the list, though, Oscar. Too niche.
Yeah.
Well, maybe
Paul, though. We can do an episode about Paul.
Paul McCartney?
Yeah.
We tried to do an episode about Paul McCartney, and then the only thing you wanted to research was the Paul is Dead hoax.
Oh, right, yeah.
And then you just talked about that for a full hour.
Well,
so we had to just retroactively make it about the Paul is Dead
hoax.
Look,
I apologize if that's the only interesting thing that's ever happened in this guy's life.
Yeah.
That's not my fault.
Okay. I'm putting this on post-Beatles albums.
Ian suggested a topic that already is on our list, which is F1 or some other sport that you guys haven't covered.
Right. Tom, I got beef with you on F1.
Yeah, okay.
I want to do an F1 episode with friend of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Integral part of the show for several years.
Mm-hmm.
Marika.
Yeah.
Who is also an F1 enthusiast.
An F1 head.
And I reached out to her and I was like, do you want to come on and do it? And she's like, oh my God, yes, I do want to do that episode.
Oh, I didn't know you reached out to her.
And she said, when?
Uh-huh.
And then I reached out to you and I said, let's have Marika on to do an F1 podcast. And you first ignored me and changed the subject. And then I said, like, but seriously, let's have Marika come on and do an F1 podcast. And you wrote back, we should do an FU podcast where we tell all of our haters FU. And then didn't respond to the answer.
I think the first time I ignored you was because we were like trying to figure out the topic for that week. And you were like, we should do an F1. It was like, we're recording tonight or tomorrow. Like, we have to figure this out. But yeah, let's do an F1. Let's have Marika.
I would prefer if you didn't ignore me just because you had more pressing business. Maybe you say something like, hey, great idea, Tim.
Yeah. All right. Hey, great idea, Tim. I didn't know you had already talked
to
her.
You got to acknowledge my existence.
Ian, you we're going to do it.
Not because of you, though.
Joe asked, monkey butler or robot butler?
Robot.
Yeah, robot's going to be a better butler. Monkey friend versus robot friend.
I don't know the lifespan of a monkey.
Well, the problem is that when they go through puberty, they go crazy.
Yeah, they're going to rip your genitals off.
So you would need an agreement with the monkey that it's not going to do that.
Reason with a monkey, Tom?
Well, one smart enough to be a butler. But yeah, I think I'd rather a robot butler. Do you think we're going to have robot butlers within our lifetime?
No.
You don't think like Roombas are going to, they're going to advance Roombas to be like, now it can like get a drink out of the fridge for you.
They're not going to like have some sort of like personification though, right? Like it's going to be like the evolution of the smart home.
Yeah, I guess that's like more what you want. You don't want like a
really? You ever seen freaking Rocky IV?
Yeah, that's true. When he got who'd he get the robot for?
What's his face? Mickey or the?
I don't think it was Mickey. I think he got it for somebody else.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, I was
7 the last time I saw that movie, Tom.
I remember seeing that part of the movie and being like, "Oh shit!" Like I gotta get into Rocky, and then just like the robot was never in it again. Anthony asks,
"Hold on,
okay,
it was Polly." Oh, Polly was played by... Wait, hold on. Polly was played by...
Yeah, because the robot says, like, happy birthday, Polly. Because I think Rocky got it for Polly's birthday, maybe.
Right. Maybe.
Anthony suggested Pop-Tarts.
Oh, that's on the list.
Yeah, that's on the list. Yeah, a lot to say about Pop-Tarts. Pop-Tarts.
So you hear about this Jerry Seinfeld
movie? Oh, Pop-Tart movie?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He made it?
Yeah, he's directing it. I think it's like, it might be done. I think it was
It's going to be the next B movie.
Jerry Seinfeld like thinks he's a genius for being like, hey, Pop-Tarts are weird.
Yeah, yeah. And what's then, the like, deal with Pop-Tarts?
Can you imagine how they invented these things?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, and I think he had a fictional, like, look.
It's like, no, they came up with a mass-produced pastry that you could put in a toaster.
When's the last time you had a Pop-Tart, Tom?
Probably like a few months ago.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you eat them for breakfast, mm-hmm. you're a fucking insane person.
Yeah. But they're like a good,
a dessert.
Like, yeah. Yeah. Like a sugary snack.
My
kind
wife
of thing.
Brought home s'mores.
Oh,
Pop-Tarts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Have one of those after dinner instead of a Milano. That's what we started doing.
Let me suggest this to you. Maybe you know about this, but maybe you don't. Try freezing them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know what? Did it
mm-hmm.
during the height of the pandemic, like April
when
2020.
Shit really got crazy.
Yeah, and I think I was too depressed to
tell
fully,
me about it.
no, to fully appreciate it because
okay.
I did it.
Yeah,
and we took him out and we were like, oh, we heard a friend of the show, Christine. I'm mm-hmm. pulling out all the friends of the shows.
Yeah,
recommended it, and we tried it. My wife and I, and we're just like. It's good, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty good.
But
I mean,
think we were just horribly depressed because we didn't know what was going on.
You know, it's kind of one of those things where I think, like, whether you freeze a Pop-Tart, eat it at room temperature, or put it in the toaster, like, there's only so much it's going to change, you know?
Right.
Like, I'm not a huge Pop-Tart in the toaster guy.
That's good, though.
It is
you
good.
You say that, and then you have one.
It depends on the flavor. I will say that the s'more one, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's better in the toaster.
It's pretty good room temp too, Tom.
But like, I think my favorite Pop-Tart is probably strawberry frosted.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And like, I can just kind of eat that any way.
Can I tell you something?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not getting the frosted ones.
Oh, then what do you think you're
go
doing?
Go to jail.
Like, yeah. Oh, I'm being healthy. Yeah. I'm getting the go.
No, you're wrong. Get the live a little. Come on.
Buy something else if you're not going to buy frosted Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
You know, go get oat bran or something. But you're kidding yourself if you think that that's a healthier way to live.
It's slightly healthier, I'm sure.
But is it really going to make that big of a difference?
If you're eating Pop-Tarts every day.
Yeah, sure. Then it might make a difference. But if you're buying, what I do is.
You know what Pop-Tarts was smart about?
What?
They put the speckles in the frosting too, like the little
mm-hmm.
sugar crystals, of multicolored. Sorry, what do you do?
They're smart about a lot of things.
Jerry Seinfeld will cover all of this in hilarious fashion.
I only buy Pop-Tarts if I see them on sale. That's kind of like.
How often are they on sale?
Not very often, but when they are on sale, it's like almost too good to be true.
Something
prices.
Happened to the batch.
It's cheap enough that I check the expiration date before I throw it. But it's like,
You might want to do a quick Google search of like recalls as well. Yeah.
But it'll be a box of 8 Pop-Tarts, you know, 4 2-packs for like, I don't know, $2 or $3.
Oh, yeah. You can't afford not to do that.
Exactly.
Then.
But at the normal price when, I don't know, it's like $6 or $7 and it's like, there's better things you can buy for that price.
$1 a tart?
Yeah.
We got to, you know what? Hey, Anthony.
We're doing it next week.
Well, we got to rush this out before the Seinfeld movie hits.
Yeah, that's
that
true.
That way, if we hit on any of the themes, we can sue Jerry Seinfeld for his billions of dollars.
He also suggested right after, even though it's supposed to be one vote per person, but I didn't specify that, the Welsh. And I don't think either of us knew all that much about the Welsh.
I don't know what that means.
People from Wales, Tim.
Oh, I've never been clear on what Wales is, Tom.
It's part of, part of Great Britain, I believe.
See, all that stuff. It's,
but it's
sliced
not
so
part
thin.
Of England.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's all part of the UK.
And that's all part of the UK.
Why do I care? Right? Like, why do I care about, like, the, like, because thousands it's important of miles to them. Away? It's important to them?
Yeah.
Sure. If I had to care about everything important to somebody out there,
I will
I don't
say
have that much empathy.
I've watched the first season of Welcome to Wrexham, and that takes place in Wales. Cool. And I enjoyed that show. And they show a lot of, like, Wrexham, the town, and mm-hmm. it's pretty neat. So okay. I'm all for Wales.
But we're not going to do a thing on the Welsh.
No. Yeah, we don't know enough about
it. I'm torn. I don't know what happens to Anthony now.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
he had a...
You don't know if he goes to hell or not.
Because he has a perfect pitch.
A really good one,
Pop-Tarts,
and then one that is
And then the
just...
worst pitch I've ever heard in my entire life.
Wow. Just because you don't know anything about
Two
it.
Two sides of the same... No, you know what, Tom?
Oh, no.
I shouldn't have to care about the Welsh.
Wow.
I mean, I'm sure people, the Welsh as people who live in Wales.
Yeah.
Sure, they're great and they're good people.
A lot of good actors from Wales.
And some bad folks as well.
Sure.
Dastardly.
I'm sure there's some dastardly people from Wales as well.
Just like anywhere else.
Uh-huh.
What I'm saying is, like, let's imagine a world without borders, right?
All right. So there you go. Connor suggested soccer and then Home Improvement, the show or the real thing. Soccer, you don't know or care enough about to talk about.
So what? Tom, so...
Yeah, but other people care a lot about it. And then we're going to do one and people are just going to be mad at you.
My problem specifically mm-hmm. with soccer is that you're going to act like a real know-it-all. And I think like you know a lot about soccer, but you're not a know-it-all.
I don't know a lot about soccer. I enjoy
you
soccer.
Enjoy it.
But I
you
by
You think it makes you interesting?
I know. I by
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I mean,
when people accuse people of not really liking things that they like.
Well, but what Tim is like,
this whole part of your identity is a put on.
Well, what you're accusing me of is a thing. I don't think it's as much of a thing now as it was maybe like 10 years ago, where that was like a very hipster thing of like, no, I'm just really into the Champions League.
Yeah,
that's all I watch.
Football. They're like, soccer? Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't understand.
But I went to a Red Bulls game a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
That's how into soccer I am. And I
and
saw
all the way to New Jersey. For
I me. Saw, oh, I can't remember who the Red Bulls played, but Rooney was their manager.
Huh. Andy yeah. Rooney? From 60
Andy
Minutes?
Rooney. Andy Rooney from 60 Minutes. He's like, you know what I don't like about soccer? All right. And Home Improvement, the show or the real thing?
Tom, the show.
The show is the real thing to me.
Tim Allen's been talking about a reboot.
Oh, really? I saw he's also talking about Toy Story 5. I think that is happening, though. I just saw the headline. I didn't read the thing.
Tom, you skipped Jonathan.
Oh, did I?
Because
oh, yeah,
Anthony
yeah. Oh,
was,
sorry,
yeah.
yeah.
All things casserole.
Mm-hmm.
I like a casserole.
Yeah, I don't know if I have enough to say about it, but anytime I've made a casserole, I've thought, why don't I make casseroles more?
Yeah, I made one that had tater tots in it.
Yeah.
I made a breakfast casserole.
Oh, nice. That sounds great.
Yeah.
Because you're just kind of making like a bowl of food that yeah. then you can just keep having more food
Take
from that bowl.
Slice out. Yeah. yeah. I feel like casseroles got a bad rap in the 80s.
Yeah, like, oh, boy. Oh, thanks, another casserole. Go to hell. I'd love a casserole. Somebody brought me over a casserole.
And you complain about it? Jesus.
Yeah. I'd have no problem eating it, washing the dish, and bringing it back. Zach suggested outdoor cooking.
Tom,
mm-hmm.
I've long said the only reason I want... There are two reasons I want to move to the suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, to have a fire pit.
Yeah.
Number two, to have one of those ridiculous grill setups yeah. where... You build like a kitchen out of bricks out there.
Yeah, you've got like basically an outdoor kitchen
yeah.
with like a pizza oven and all kinds of...
Pizza oven.
Yeah.
Tom, I told you this, right? I watch YouTube videos of pizza ovens all the time about like, here's how to assemble your Dietech pizza oven, like model 478B. And I'm like, yeah, I'll watch this for 14 minutes.
I think that's the kind of subject that like both me and you are like enthusiastic about, but like completely, it's like a dream. Yeah. You know, we don't really know that much about it, but we like
it. And some goddamn mooks are just like doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just buying one of these things. They're like a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah. And I would like to know more about like, you know, I think I can decently grill. I can grill enough. I can grill enough to the point where like nobody's going to get sick.
Yeah.
And nothing's going to be like burned to a crisp. I think I'm decent at like judging that. But outside of that, I'm not like I don't know a lot about it.
Yeah. There was one summer.
Mm-hmm.
In college or after college.
Uh-huh.
Nope. During college.
Uh-huh.
After my freshman year,
mm-hmm.
I got dumped by my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And then my parents were out of town, like just going on vacations. And yeah. I was home. And so it was just like, I'm going to have like parties and just have people over all.
Yeah.
It was great. And I got really, really good at grilling that summer.
Yeah.
It was great. I was a grill master. I haven't grilled since.
Yeah, it is one of those things where it really is just, I mean, at least for like easy things like hot dogs, hamburgers, sausage, steaks, whatever. Trial and error. Not even trial and error. It's just you have to do it.
You get a feel for it.
You get a feel for it, which is nice.
Wait, does that make the list? I'm going to put that on the
eventually.
Alternate. Yeah, that's on the alternates.
Yeah. Mark suggests.
You know what? I'm not even going to say alternates. I'm going to have an A list and B list.
Okay.
That makes the B list.
Mark suggests a Gladiators, thinking the TV show rather than the Roman fellas who looked like Russell Crowe. Oh, so you mean American Gladiators. He might be from somewhere where they don't call it American Gladiators.
Well, then, you know what? Then I'm not about that.
He said Tom could say which events he reckons he would definitely win as a competitor, and Tim could come up with their respective stage names if they were ever given a call from the Gladiators to join them.
Tom, neither of us could shine the shoes of a single Gladiator.
I don't think there's a maybe the tennis ball cannon.
Yeah.
Like that would, if I had to pick an event, that would be the one I would pick that I think I would have like the best shot at. I don't think it would have a good shot, but like the fucking rings that you have to get, like, no, I can't do that.
Or the joust where you stand on those things and you hit each other with the foam.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I could, but I'll, the first time they hit me, I will go flying off of it.
Beefcakes go on that show as contestants.
Well, and then like the obstacle course at the end. You ever see an episode where the person like can't get up the treadmill?
Yeah,
and it's just
and the
like
the other guy's just like lapping him.
Yeah, and it just sucks because you. I don't know. I feel like everybody's like been there with something physically where it's just like, oh, I can't do this. And now trying to do that made me the most tired I've ever been in my life. And now I have to try it again or else just like quit. And I don't want to quit. So that's my nightmare.
You know, as a gladiator, the thing uh-huh. that I would want to do.
Yeah.
Is during that obstacle course at the end,
mm-hmm.
is, you know, that part like towards the end and like time is of the essence.
Yeah, you have to go through the paper and you have to pick the one a gladiator isn't behind.
Yeah, I could stand behind there and like flail and like punch the guy as much as I could as he after he broke through the paper.
You get a mat, like you get like a like.
Oh
a,
yeah, I like could a, slow him down and hopefully somebody didn't get. Didn't
I could
get
just
stuck.
See you getting fucking run over.
Yeah, it's paper. I would want them to put the guy, something the guy a doing, little stronger than paper to slow him down.
I can see the guy doing the interview afterwards and be like, yeah, I guess I really just lucked out. I picked the one that nobody was behind. And they're like, oh, no, sir. Actually, the Gladiator Tim was behind that one.
No, I'd be, they have names like
Nitro and Thunder.
Ice and stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'd be?
What?
Fuck.
Wow.
I'd be right. Such an extreme gladiator, they'd have to bleep me out.
Coming onto the stage, boop.
You know what I would do? I'd cover the front of that paper that they have to run through with honey, so the paper would get all stuck to them.
So that's
have you heard Kevin McAllister about it?
The gladiator named Fuck is known for doing things that like aren't even going to slow people down, just kind of be annoying to them.
No, because if you put honey on the paper that they're running through,
uh-huh.
the paper's going to get all stuck to them.
Yeah.
And then I come in with the mat and smack them down.
I don't think
because they're disoriented.
Yeah,
from getting all the crap all over, then you all getting all sticky and stuff.
You can do it once, but
and then I'd also be like, "Hey, why'd you get my equipment all sticky?"
I'd be all like, "Pay for it."
Yeah, you know, follow that to his car, get some payment to clean off my equipment.
Ginger said, how often do you guys think about the Roman Empire? Please don't really do this.
I've never thought about the Roman Empire even once.
Yeah,
I'm so uninterested in the Roman Empire.
I don't, I'm interested in it, but I don't know how that became a meme. I certainly don't think about it, very often, but maybe one day we'll do the Roman Empire. Ab said, weeknight dinners.
That's a B list. That's not perfectly.
Yeah, all right. On there. Todd said cranberries, and please invite Christine, please. And then Your Dizzy Angel said the band or the fruit, which is a good question.
Yeah,
cranberries.
Your Dizzy
I would
Angel
think would
is really
be...
Ed hasn't suggested anything themselves. As
no,
far
they're
as...
just they're keeping an eye on everybody else. They didn't say the cranberries,
right?
But I think
or
that's what
are they
meant.
One of those. Maybe they might be one of those bands like the Pixies who like mm-hmm. the Pixies aren't the Pixies. They're Pixies.
Are they?
Yeah.
I feel like there's an album where it says the Pixies. But I know that's the case with Foo Fighters. They aren't the Foo Fighters. They're Foo Fighters.
Cranberries are.
Cranberries?
The Cranberries.
Oh, they are the Cranberries. Yeah. Okay.
Pixies is just Pixies.
Wow. Pixies is just Pixies. You heard it here.
Pixies is Pixies, my friend.
Cranberry, I like the band. I don't think I know enough about them, and I don't like the fruit. And I don't know anything about it. I know it comes from bogs, which I'm a little interested in.
It's my understanding
mm-hmm.
that unless you pack them full of sugar...
They're
borderline inedible.
Oh, okay. That kind of makes sense.
Yeah. Todd, sorry. It's not for us. It's not a bad suggestion. It's not for us.
Mm-hmm.
You're unfortunately going to hell. Regrettably, you'll be going to hell.
Unless you bring it to another podcast that has a side deal with God and they want to do it. John suggested Rent-A-Center/Scamcast. I don't think we could do a whole episode about Rent-A-Center because it's just a scam. It's just a place where you can rent things like furniture or like TVs or whatever.
Rent to own, right?
I don't think I'm sure they have that option, but I think I thought a lot of times it's not even rent to own. It's just rent. You know, it's just you want. Like a TV right now, or you need a couch right now, like you can rent this by the week or by the month until, but then the idea being you're going to bring it back and when you have money to go buy, you know, a permanent version of that.
Right. Or, I mean,
or if you're just going to be somewhere temporarily.
Yeah. If I was subletting for a month, I'd outfit with.
Yeah. But I think it's like a pretty predatory type thing where like it really doesn't make any kind of even if you were going to sublet, like it still wouldn't make financial sense.
We don't like it. John, I know you don't. You're calling it a scam.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like to be reminded of scams. So unfortunately, we're sending you to hell.
Martin suggested saunas.
Saunas.
But that's what they call it up in
where?
The northern countries. Scandinavia.
Oh.
Saunas.
I went into a sauna in Sweden one time.
Oh, well that's a place to do it.
In a home owned by one of the members of ABBA.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's a story for another time.
That's a story for another time, my friend.
But I love a good sauna.
I was wearing a fake mustache at the time. Over my
Well, that must have been hard to keep on in the sauna.
Yeah, it came off a lot.
I love a sauna. Like, that's actually, like you were saying, the dream to like have an outdoor kitchen. I think my dream is to have like an outdoor sauna.
Yeah. You also want to do a cold plunge pool?
Nah, that seems too much. Yeah. You know, like a sauna feels nice. A cold plunge pool, that feels, you know what? If they offered it as an add-on, I'd do it.
Tom, remember when we went to that spa after we went to Yosemite?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did you do the cold plunge pool?
Yes. I hated it.
Yeah, I hate it.
I stayed in for like, I don't know, 5 seconds maybe. And I was like, all right, I get it. I went to a sauna a couple of years ago, or I guess like a spa. And they had a thing in the like, because it was like a not a co-ed place. It had like a men's section and a women's section. So there were a lot of dongs around and stuff, which, you know, I could have done without.
Could have done without dongs, you say? Okay.
But in the like whole sauna section, they had a thing that was, it was almost like a cartoon where it was just like a hook in the air and you could pull it and it would just drop like ice cold water on you.
Ooh.
Which was kind of nice because you would like get out of something and then do that and be like, whoa, and then like immediately jump back in something else. I thought it felt better than like than doing a plunge, you know?
Right. Yeah, I've never done a plunge.
Yeah.
But I'm always like, I should do the polar bear plunge, which is like, why?
That's a good first plunge to do. Tim, I think this...
Oh, I put that on the A-list. Huh?
Okay, good. I think this is going to be the last suggestion that we're able to get to.
What are you talking about? We got time.
No, we don't.
What do you mean?
Tim, time's running out. All right. Well, we'll do this. We'll do the plugs and we'll see how many more we get
through. I think we just keep... Tom,
we keep going. There's a lot more.
Thanksgiving, man.
I'm saying we do more next week, Tim.
No,
we're not even halfway through.
Lazy.
We're not even halfway through. All right. Here's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna say the next one. We're gonna talk about. I'm gonna do the plugs, and then we're gonna do like rapid fire.
No, we're not. We're not doing that. That's not fun for anybody.
All right. Then what do you want to do? You want to do another hour?
Yeah.
No, we have to do. Other things, Tim.
Like what? Cocaine, Tom? Yeah, I do cocaine.
Tim, I got it all lined up on the toilet for us.
On the toilet?
Yeah, that's where you do it.
That's where people do cocaine?
That's where I saw the guy doing cocaine.
What guy did you see doing cocaine?
I didn't know the guy, but I saw him doing it.
Where?
I told you the night before Thanksgiving.
Where?
In Babylon. Where? At Mary Carroll's.
At Mary Carroll's.
Yeah.
On the toilet.
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense.
On like the back of the toilet.
Okay, I'm thinking on the seat.
No.
What psychopath is...
No. Okay. Yeah, this is a good guy. Lori suggested Long Island music scene. A bunch of early 2000s emo bands started out there, wondering if Tim ran in the same circles, and Kay said this. Not with emo bands. That was like a little...
No, like I know. We know a couple people who like... Did Brand New get canceled?
Yeah, the singer had some pretty bad accusations against
him. Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah. But I knew him a little bit.
I don't think I knew him.
I didn't know that about him.
Somebody else in that band. And then they were like Taking Back Sunday. They had a feud. And,
that's how Brand New started.
The
Long Island emo bands very appropriately had like a bunch of very petty emotional.
Yeah. I feel like
that like fueled all their songs. Like all their songs were about each other and stuff.
Yeah. I feel like I was 2 degrees of separation from like a lot of those bands.
Yeah.
And like, to the point, and also, like, I don't know, I couldn't name one song by any of those bands.
Yeah.
So, like, it was never like I was, like, itching to be like, hey, let me get closer to all of this, because I was just like, I don't know about this. This is my scene.
It's a flash in the pan.
Hey, I'm all about the ska scene, baby.
Well, and I think, like, a lot of emo bands in the early aughts were like influenced by bands that we weren't into, like the Smiths and Morrissey and like stuff like that, that we were like, eh, you know?
Yeah. Also, when I was like, did that guy get canceled? I didn't mean to be like, oh, did he get railroaded? I meant to say, you know, did very bad accusations come out against this guy that would make me not want to be like, hey,
I believe there were
we don't have to get into it,
but I believe he, you know, he's apologized about it, not like that, you know, but it isn't one of these where he's like, they're all liars. He's like, yeah, I did awful things. I'm sorry. Like, I was, you know, a young idiot. Oh, that's idiots. A great way to end it, Tim.
Well, I'm not trying to end it.
All right. Nikhil?
Yeah, I think so.
Nikhil?
Apologies if Tom got that wrong.
Well, apologies should be coming from him because he suggested three things. Arrested Development, which is a good show, but like we don't cover like comedy shows.
Yeah, but it is kind of interesting. Like, what happened with those last two seasons?
Oh, yeah, that's very weird.
Did you watch that video that that I sent you?
I don't know if I did.
Of Arrested Development was a shit show.
Oh, I don't know if I actually
There's a good YouTube channel. Actually, going into Nikhil's second thing, YouTube videos/channels that you guys watch.
Oh, that would be a good episode, I think. I think we both have like weird channels that we're into.
Yeah, I watch a lot of cooking stuff. But also like, I think it was called like This Was a Shit Show or something. Mm-hmm. And it goes into like the production of TVs and TV shows and movies that were quite literally shit shows. Maybe not literally.
It was literally just a television show about shit. And then the last thing he suggested was video games you have recently played. You're played recently. Tim, I know you're playing Super Mario Wonder.
Yeah. I kind of fell off. I was just like, all right, this is...
Yeah, I played a little of it. I keep meaning to go back to it. I've been playing Cyberpunk 2077 after like they released the 2.0 and everything. I went back. I played it a decent amount, but kind of was running into like too many problems and stopped. And then I came back and they fixed a lot of not all the bugs, but a lot of the bugs. But I liked that game. It was fun. I've not played Spider-Man 2 yet. Can you believe that?
I can.
Yeah.
You're a busy guy.
But that's probably the next game I'll play after. I mean, the thing is, especially nowadays, like some video games are so fucking long that I've stopped buying new games unless I'm like ready to play it that night.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I'll like normally Spider-Man 2, I would have pre-ordered, I would have gotten. But I've done that with a few things where it's like, well, I'm in the middle of playing something. Why don't I just wait like 2 weeks until this game's half price and buy it then?
That's what happens when I buy books.
Yeah.
And my book queue becomes big. And then a book comes out that I'm really excited about. Mm-hmm. And then that goes to the top of the queue. And then it's all...
Yeah, that's why it was with Cyberpunk, where I was like, I'm enjoying this and I'm halfway through. If I buy Spider-Man, I'm going to play Spider-Man. And then like it's going to take me like a year or two to come back to this. I'm going to forget how everything works.
Finish what you started, is what I say. All right, Tom, I regret wanting to go long.
If you like the show, you can find out more at TCGTE. You can follow us on social media at Complete Guide at most places, or TCGTE. You can follow me. Oh, and it's on TCGTE.com. You can follow me on social media at Tom Reynolds.
You can follow me at Your Pal Tim.
And hey, if you're listening to this and going, boy, I wish I could have suggested something, patreon.com/Complete Guide. That's your answer to all your problems. And you get books of podcasts, you get old episodes. Do you want to apologize to all the people that we didn't get to?
No.
Okay.
How do you want to deal with this, though? Tom, look, I just feel like an hour of you very, very quickly reading comments that people left. It's not going to be the most compelling listen. Like, people... Tom, mm-hmm. they're here for I'm the razzle-dazzle that Tim and Tom bring to the game.
I'm just trying to make everybody happy.
I know, but you're not making the listener happy.
All right. Well, if your topic didn't get picked, Tim will personally refund you.
No, let's the figure out a way to, mm-hmm. to keep the party going.
Okay.
Let's do 3 more episodes this week.
Well, Tim, that sounds like just kind of the same thing you were suggesting before.
We won't do it now.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. You doing anything tomorrow?
Yes. It's Thanksgiving tomorrow, Tim.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
All right. Let's fuck them.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody who... look, I'm just going to make a quick note
mm-hmm.
of where we stopped. I think we got to come back to it in some shape or form.
Yeah. I mean, at the very least, we are going to look at this list and probably take some topics for future episodes. And
yeah, Tom, we got a list of 7 on the A list uh-huh. and 4 on the B list.
Wow.
So, and sorry for everybody we sent to hell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and didn't you just tell everybody to fuck off or something?
No. No.
Thought you did.
I would never say that.
All right. We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.